On Thursday, 11th of March 2021, we will be celebrating Mahashivratri. Now, there are different stories in Linga Purana, in Padma Purana, and in Skanda Purana too, as to why we celebrate Shivratri. There are a few stories about how during the churning of the ocean or the Samudra Manthana, a pot of poison emerged from the ocean. And because Shiva didn't want the waters to be poisoned, he drank it and he made sure that it was stuck in his throat, and his throat turned blue, and that's why he's called the Neelakanta. The other story I told you about the Tridev, that also is a part of the Shivratri stories. But the most beautiful story is a story that I'll tell you now. There was once a poor tribal hunter, a betegara, a shikari, who was a great devotee of Shiva. He was very poor, and one day, as he went on a hunting spree, he missed the path and went deep into the dense forest. He lost his way, and all around him it was getting darker and darker. He couldn't make out his way home, and the night had slowly started falling. There was a blanket of darkness. And as the darkness fell, he heard the roar of the lion, the growls of a leopard, and something slithering close by near his legs. He was terrified. He prayed to Shiva and told him, "Shiva, I do not know what to do. I cannot find my way home. I am lost." And suddenly an idea stuck to him. He climbed on the tallest tree there. He climbed up, ate the fruits that his wife had packed for him. And he didn't want to fall asleep, because he knew that if he fell asleep, he would doze and fall off the tree and become a good meal for a wild animal which was roaming freely below him. And so, to stay awake, he decided to pluck a leaf at a time from the tree on which he had taken protection and drop it down while chanting the name of Shiva, or doing the Namasmarane of Shiva. And he did this the whole night. He plucked a leaf from the tree, uttered Shiva's name, and put it down. And this is how he spent the whole night. At dawn, he realized that he had dropped 1,000 leaves, and down right under the tree was a linga which he was not aware of. And the tree happened to be a bilwa tree. And so, unwittingly, this betegara, this shikari, worshipped Shiva the whole night, by whose grace the hunter was saved. And so, on this day, most of them fast and stay awake the whole night and chant Shiva's name. The bilwa leaf is got three corners. The three corners, which mean the three eyes of Shiva. And so, when we worship Shiva, we use the bilwa patra, which is supposed to be like a flower for him. There is another reason for the origin of an all-night worship of Shiva. It is a moonless night. It is the night when there is no moon and it is dark. And people worshipped the god, the Shiva, who wears a crescent moon in his kesha, or in his locks, like an ornament. The other reason might also be because immediately after Shivratri, the season changes. Almost like a miracle, the trees are full of flowers, as if to announce that after winter, after the cold winter, the earth has again been rejuvenated or reborn. This is after Shivratri that every fruit which is supposed to come during the summer season, the bale, the king of fruits, mango, and the jackfruits, the wild berries, everything start ripening. And so, celebrate Shivratri, or Mahashivratri as it is called.